Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services, from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates, so stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana,
including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Cloudy today. We do have a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow this afternoon, a high of 42. Snow likely overnight, accumulation of about an inch, a low of 25. And tomorrow, clearing skies, a high of 32. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338. Or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. It's a Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Simple Time Antique, Step Back Into a Simple Time, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Milner Healthcare, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse. Call today for delivery today. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith on this Monday morning. Party Line is the program, and Carolina Booth joins me in the studio. She's the executive director of the United Way. We say this every time. I can't believe it's been a month. Carolina, good morning.
Me neither. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the latest with United Way?
As you can imagine, we are campaigning right now. We kick off our campaign last September. So it has been a very intense time of the year for us. We had many presentations at one of the industries here in town, and it was like 27 meetings in 2 weeks. So it really kept us busy trying to spread the United Way message and what it means when you invest in the community through United Way. And that's something that I would like to talk to your audience today, is what exactly does United Way do, and why supporting United Way is actually helping the future of the community and also helping improve the quality of life for everyone, not only the ones. Sometimes people don't understand the work that we do, mm-hmm. and that's something that I want to do today, is just bring that information out there.
Well, if you've given 27 presentations over 2 weeks, I would say you know what you're talking about then, right?
Yes. Okay. Even in my sleep, I can do this.
Well, I have had people ask me, you know, sometimes they think the United Way is so large and so big, but, you know, and I've had people ask me, what do they do exactly? And I always try to give them the good answer because I know all the good things you guys do, but it really... It starts maybe kind of big, but it trickles down into so many small things that affect our community in a positive way.
Yes.
And I'll let you take it from there.
So one of my best conversations with a potential donor, she started with, what does United Way do? But, I mean, it was such an honest question. Her face, everything was so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave me the opportunity to talk about the work that United Way does. And many people don't understand that the needs in the community are changing. What we were facing 50 years ago, 20 years ago, is different to the needs that we're facing right now. And every nonprofit has to really evolve to meet the needs in the community. And that's something that we started doing as a network. It was like many years ago. Locally, we started this movement in the last few years. And what we do is, most people understand or see United Way as, you guys are pass-through organization, you collect funds and then you send it back to the community and you put them out there to help individuals who are in poverty. That's most, that will be the answer that most people will give you. And what we do is We tackle the most difficult issues in the community, but we do it in a different way. Like, we have a reactive way. We help individuals who are in poverty, because if you don't have your basic needs met, you simply won't be able to have a good chance of getting out of the situation. So if you, Kevin, have nothing to eat and you come here to work, you're going to be super grouchy. And you won't be able to do a good job. You won't be a team player. I mean, you won't have chances. If you're having issues with housing, you're going to get evicted. You go to work and you bring all those issues with you.
You worry about it, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. And now I'm talking about an adult who has skills, who has experience, who have tools to be able to overcome an issue. But if you think about a kid, that's going to school, who is having so much going on at home. As a kid, you really don't understand what's going on. So you have all these issues at home. You might not have financial stability to be able to have good meals, just a snowball effect. So this kid won't be able to concentrate, pay attention, have good grades. If you're having financial issues, probably going to have a hard time explaining your kids or helping your kids with homework. There's so many things that happen. So when we put money into organizations that are providing services related to basic needs, we're doing it because we know we have to provide the opportunities for the individuals who are struggling to be able to have a chance and be successful. Do we have individuals that are maybe using the system? That's one thing that sometimes when I do presentations, that really comes up. And yes, we do have individuals, and I think every community has those individuals. However, this was something that in one of my presentations, someone came to me and say, for you to be able to go to the needy and help the needy, sometimes you have to go through the greedy. And it is true. Sometimes it's individuals that are abusing the system, to put it in donor's words. Those individuals are either parents, they are raising kids, or they will be parents. So sometimes the only way we have to help the kids they're taking care of is through them. So we understand that, we see that, but we have to continue to provide opportunities to those in need for them to have a chance to move from crisis to stability.
And you do have some safeguards in there, right, to check along the way, and you try to keep that filtered out, right?
And one of the things, this was a really cool project that started this year. So with Center Township Trustee, we brought service providers together, and we started talking about what kind of services you provide. It was really nice because the meeting was, hey, my name is United Way, and this is what I do. These are the services that I provide. And in that meeting, we started talking about, how do we stop people from going to one place and then hitting the other one? How do we know we're really helping the ones that are needing help? And what we created was the United Nonprofits of Clinton County. And now Center Township is doing an amazing job at keeping track of what kind of help are the individuals receiving. So when you go to a church and you say, hey, you know what? I am getting evicted. I need help with my rent. And the church is sending that individual to the Center Township Trustee. So they're keeping track of what kind of help are you needing. And that way it's really decreasing the double dipping or going to different places. And it's also providing opportunities to the individuals, because when you're doing social work, you know, when they come with a need, that's not really the biggest need. That's just kind of like the symptom.
It's kind of their immediate need or sometimes, right?
So why are you getting evicted? Is it that you don't have financial stability because you don't have your high school diploma? How can we connect you with organizations that can help you so you get your GED and now you have a better chance of getting a better job and financial stability? So it's just this approach of, we're not just handing money, but we're really helping individuals see their potential and go after it. So that's one of the things that we're doing as a community to prevent people from double dipping or just, you know,
taking advantage of the situation, right?
Yes. But I do have to say, I used to do social work for a organization, a nonprofit here in the community who works in the mental health field. And I can tell you, most of the cases that I handle were people who really was in need. I mean, it wasn't like people abusing the system.
Yeah, so, you don't have mass abuse of the system or anything.
No.
People generally need honest help, right?
Yes.
So you mentioned at the beginning of that the needs changed from 20 years ago, even from 2 or 3 years ago, right? Yeah. I mean, this is a developing thing, and you guys got to be on your toes to address those needs as they come up.
Yes.
We weren't talking opiate awareness 3 years ago, were we?
Yes, and what is great about the whole, you just said it, we have to be able to see how things are changing for us to be able to respond. So one thing that's happening is the opioid situation. We got a community approach now. There are different organizations that are working after how can we stop this issue from getting worse. And now we're thinking about, okay, opioids is not the biggest one because of the approach that I think it got so much attention mm-hmm. over the last few years. And now when we talk to officers, like police officers or law enforcement, they're saying meth is becoming a mm-hmm. huge issue. So as a united way, we have to be able to evolve to be able to meet the needs in the community. And that's something that we will be doing in 2019 is opioid, yes. Now let's talk just in drugs in general. Let's talk about how can we come together and start tackling this situation. So that's one thing that is happening. And I mean, I want to continue talking to you about so the first part was poverty and how we are reacting to the situation because we have to help people who is in immediate need.
Mm-hmm.
But also United Way has this approach where we think about the future. And I can tell you most of the funds that come to the United Way are put into kids, programming mm-hmm. and opportunities for the kids to be able to have a better chance and to be successful. And how can we help them set up, you know, a good start? So when I was doing social work, I always came to the houses and there's always a situation where mom or dad are either fighting a mental health issue, they're battling addiction, or sometimes they are incarcerated, they're in jail, mm-hmm. or grandma is raising the kids, or sometimes, I would say many times, the parents are at home, but they're not really there. Mm-hmm. Like they're so overwhelmed by their own situation, their own issues, that the kids are just kind of like on their own as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we know if we want to change the odds of many kids in the community, we have to put different resources and opportunities for them to see their full potential, develop the way how they're supposed to, and also dream about their future in a way that sometimes they don't have the chance to dream about huge things when they're at home
mm-hmm.
because the situation is so overwhelming.
They're tied up in the immediacy of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they're
just trying to get by.
Yes, getting by, but there is no really getting ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we as a community can play a role in how can we help our kids get ahead.
Well, we want to help the kids and reach them as early as we can, right? I mean, we've found that that's a big key and going all the way back to talking to Carol Price a couple of years
yes.
ago, you know, that's where mm-hmm. it starts, isn't it?
Yes, and Carol is huge in the community with early childhood. That's another thing that we joined this year is the early Clinton County Early Coalition. And what we do is, and I will give a lot of credit to Carol. I mean, she was fantastic mm-hmm. with this grant. We got a grant as a coalition for, I will say, was almost $500,000 that is being put in the community to provide opportunities to kids on their way to kindergarten. So from 0 to 5. And this is something that as a mom, for me, was so eye-opening. 90% of your brain capacity happens between 0 to 5.
Hmm.
After 5, the process really slowed down. So those main 5 years are so significant for our kids. And it makes us wonder, what kind of opportunity are we providing to our kids? As I said before, the needs are changing and our world is changing so fast.
Mm.
So you and I probably grew up playing outside, dirty, you know, because
right.
we were hanging out at the park with our friends. And
it was all safe, no
yes.
problems, yeah, yeah.
But if you look in your neighborhood and you look outside during the day, kids are not outside anymore.
Yeah.
Kids are in their home playing with tablets, computer, TV. So there is not much developmental opportunities for them as we used to have. So our kids it's challenging time, you know, so we really need to provide opportunities to our kids for them to develop their brain as it's supposed to. So when they come to kindergarten, kids are ready to learn instead of teachers trying to help them catch
yeah.
up with all the things that they didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
So kindergarten to third grade, all you do is learn to read. Mm-hmm. Through game activities, play, everything you're doing is helping kids learn to read. After third grade, all you do is reading to learn. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know how to read by third grade, if you don't know how to read well, chances of you dropping out of school, it just really increases because things are getting so harder. You don't understand. You get frustrated. You start doubting yourself. Maybe I'm not as smart. You know, it just really really doesn't help you.
Right.
And we know if you drop off school in today's world, that means you might not be able to get the best job that mm-hmm. you will be able if you have a degree, a college job. I'm sorry, a high school diploma. So look at the whole process. So the first 5 years, we really need to pay attention to those first 5 years to be able to prevent many issues from happening. And that's an approach that United Way, where we're seeing this clear picture. We put some funds into those first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have been doing it for a while through different programs and organizations, but now we're very visual about this is really changing and impacting kids in the community.
Good. You can actually see it after a while, huh? So that's
yes.
good.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a real quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Carolina in just a moment on WILO.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Don't miss the E-Factor program on WILO. The Clinton County Chamber of Commerce will spotlight important news and progress in our community in this special 30-minute program, the E-Factor on WILO. Catch the E-Factor Friday right after Party Line from 9:30 to 10. The E-Factor stands for Community News Emphasizing Engagement, Entrepreneurship, Education, Employment, Entertainment, and Encouragement. The E-Factor, Fridays at 9:30 on WILO and archived on Clinton County Daily News.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana,
including Delphi, Hillisburg, and Clark's Hill. Cloudy today. We do have a chance of rain, possibly mixed with snow this afternoon, a high of 42. Snow likely overnight, accumulation of about an inch, a low of 25. And tomorrow, clearing skies, a high of 32. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Thanks to our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Ivy Tech Community College, Milner Healthcare, Encompass Credit Union, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. My name's Kevin Keith, and Carolina Booth is the Executive Director of the United Way. We're talking about what the United Way does. We've got about 8 minutes here, Carolina. What else would you like to hit on this morning?
Oof. 8 minutes.
I know eight minutes isn't much for you, is it?
No, you know me well.
Yeah.
So another thing is, I talked about how we're helping individuals in poverty. I talk about how we're putting most of our funds into helping kids in the community because they really need the support, the opportunities. Also, we're doing this through the Indiana Promise, where we took kids to IUK this September. We took them for them to experience college, and right now we're going through the enrollment process. So,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Christmas is coming. Sometimes we buy our kids a bunch of toys that end up in our living room all over the place.
Yeah, right.
So this could be a really great Christmas present and birthday present and everything present for our kids. Is they start helping them plan their future. And when kids know about, they have a college saving account. And I say college because that's the name of it, but it could be just higher education after high school. When they have a college saving account, and they know about it in a very early age, they're 7 times more likely to make it to college.
It's a good motivator.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it really changed their behavior, their expectations, everything. So it really, if you're thinking about a great Christmas present for your grandkids, there we have it. Indiana Promise, and then Center Township Trustee has been a huge partner in this project. And we have $10,000 available this year, actually next year, to split into those accounts that are open here in the township or kids that go here to one of the schools in the township. So just take advantage of this opportunity. It's for everyone. And then another thing is, yes, we're doing individual help. We're helping our kids. We are also building community, because if you don't have a community that got you back and a community that is growing and improving itself, individuals are going to have a hard time being able to be successful.
Yeah, following through, right?
Yes. So kind of like when your mom, I'm pretty sure your mom or dad ever told you, do not hang out with those kids. Yeah. They're in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So if our individuals are struggling or having, you know, a good chance, if we don't build community, they're going to have a hard time really being successful in what they're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that United Way is doing, is how are we building community? And unfortunately, I don't have much time to tell you, but there were different projects that we were doing this year that really helped us empower the nonprofits and the community. How are we working together? The drug situation was one that we tackled this year with different community partners, and it's something that we will continue to do in 2019. And now we have an opportunity. We partnered with one of the industries, the biggest industry here in town. We'll be having community conversations, because the only way we know where the issues are is by talking to individuals. Mm-hmm. And we're very big at talking to our donors, potential donors, or people who say, I don't want to support United Way. We want to hear from them too, because it really helps us improve ourselves and see what is it that we're failing somehow. So that's something that we're also doing. So poverty, kids, because they're the future, and building community, because you have to have a great community for you to be able to have a bigger chance of being successful.
Kind of like the backbone, isn't it? The community.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
So what can we look forward to in 2019? Anything you can let us know about other than your campaign continuing, of course?
Yes. It really depends on what the community conversations. What we're doing is we're listening to the community and we're acting on them. We will be having the community and stakeholders talk. We will continue with that in 2019, because we believe the community and the stakeholders have to be able to communicate with each other to be able to not only bring accountability, but also bring accountability to the community, as you play a role in this. Come on, come here and let's work together. So that's something that we are on the planning right now, is what the community and stakeholders talk are going to be for 2019. And then based on right now is a really busy time for us campaigning. But once things slow down, we will be reaching out to different community partners to be able to meet those needs. We'll continue with the United Nonprofits. So if you are a nonprofit and you would like to attend, my phone doesn't work. And you would like to attend, we have a meeting this Wednesday at noon at the Community Schools of Frankfort Administration Building. Bring your lunch. We're just going to be talking about different programs in the community, networking, how can we collaborate, how can we stop or decrease the duplication of services, and also how is the referral process going, and how can you be joining that referral process? It really helps you. It helps the community. Last time we had the meeting, Kevin reported that about $10,000 have been safe from just the referral process.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
How many groups are under the United Way umbrella approximately?
You mean like nonprofits that
yeah,
we support?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We support, here's a confusion about people. They think that we support organizations that are not really receiving funds from us. So the way how it works is if you as a donor, you decide to designate your money to X organization,
mm-hmm.
by law, we take the money that you gave us and we put it, give it to that organization.
Mm-hmm.
By law, that's the only thing that we are required to do as a pass-through organization. So you'll be surprised. Some organizations that people still connect with United Way, they're not really United Way funded agencies, or mm-hmm. we call them community partners. Right now, let me see. The number really...
I knew it kind of fluctuated, but it was the last number I heard was kind of large, and I was just, you know, it might surprise some people to realize how many groups you're working with and what an impact you can make.
15.
Yeah.
We have 15 community partners that receive funds from us from our general fund. So that means individuals, donors, they gave us the money to United Way for us to do the work that we're good at and splitting the funds into the organizations that are going after the biggest needs in the community. So we have 15 community partners, and then we have about two or three organizations that are well-known in the community that have a big support from donors, so they receive funds, but it's not really coming from our general fund.
So what about staff and volunteers? You've got a good crew, don't you?
We are two staff members in the office, Tina Fish and myself, and we have 15 board members, and I cannot tell you enough the amazing group of volunteers that we have as a board member. We have Karen Gregerson from the Farmers Bank. We have Airwoods City Council. We have Scott Shoemaker. I mean, Max Radibau. We have Rick Estefania, who is used to be a site manager for Frito-Lay. He's our board president. I mean, we have so many great people in our board who is doing an amazing job. Tony Del Real is another one that we absolutely love. He joined our board this year. So we have those volunteers because as a nonprofit, we really rely on the volunteers. And we also have volunteers who help us with different projects. Right now, we had two amazing volunteers at the Community Schools of Frankfort who were doing student campaign. They raised $2,000 in one of the schools by the students, and it was so cool. The whole 4 weeks, they were doing different activities and projects and just talking about philanthropy and how kids at early age can really have an impact in the community by just giving a few coins.
Right,
so it was
right.
a really, really cool project.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, it does.
Well, Carolina, good to see you again, and thank you for coming in. And I guess we'll probably see you one or two more times before the end of the year, right?
One more time.
At least we'll squeeze you in here, all right?
Yeah.
Well, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll see you out there on the street somewhere.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
All right. Thank Carolina you. Booth, Executive Director of the United Way. Want to thank our sponsors today on Party Line. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. More Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.